Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Baywatch in cinemas June 1. Win your tickets now on the Coffs Coast. Hit 105.5.
Yeah, we're very excited about this, the advanced screening, aren't we, Tulsa?
That's right. So in cinemas June 1, but if you want to catch it a day earlier, you can with us on the Wednesday, the 31st of May.
Thank you for calling. So many calls on 13, 12, 16, but we only have two right now going head-to-head for our pop culture quiz on Baywatch. It is Hannah and Sonia.
Okay, so one of you is walking away with two double passes today, and that's going to be based on whoever wins this Baywatch quiz. Are you both Baywatch fans?
I used to be in the day.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Beautiful. So we're going to have to put your names as your buzzers, okay?
Okay.
All you have to do is get two out of these three questions for the pop culture quiz about Baywatch, one of my all-time favourites. As Tools mentioned before, name is the buzzer. We have Hannah, we have Sonia. They both want two double passes for our advanced screening on May the 31st. Are you ready?
Ready, yeah.
Here we go. Baywatch, the TV series, was based out of which city in the United States? Sonia.
Sonia, straight in there. What is it, Sonia?
I'm going to say California.
LA is in California. Hannah, I'm going to give it to Sonia for that one. If you disagree, is that okay?
No, that's fine.
Okay, that is one to Sonia. Hannah, you can come in on this one.
It's very confusing because I would often think California was one state itself.
Absolutely, and it is.
Because is it?
And then LA would be the city.
Oh, so LA's in California.
And then in the US, they call those cities counties.
Anyway. Too confusing, right?
You know what? You got it.
We're not here for a geography lesson. Let's go.
It is Teacher Scousey on the line right now.
Okay, second
David
question.
Hasselhoff, one of the most favourite characters in the TV series. He was made famous.
Oh, Hannah?
Mitch Buchanan?
That wasn't the question. He was made famous by a video shot by his daughter. What was he eating?
Hamburgers. Sonia. Hamburgers or hot dogs?
It was a dirty hamburger.
Was so funny.
Everybody remembers it. He was inebriated. Yeah. He was a little off kilter. Sonia, you know what? That you've got the double pass. That's two out of three.
Woo! You've got two double passes there, Sonia.
There is so much to get to. A million paws walk this Sunday, obviously. Welcome, Sue, from the RSPCA.
Thank you very much, Joel and Tools.
Look, we love Million Paws Walk. I'm going to be there emceeing the morning. But we just want to quickly say that the money raised is all going to you guys.
Absolutely. It goes to our shelter. Yes.
Which is much needed because you're not government funded.
That's right. RSPCA is a charity.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's so many pets that need so much looking after.
They keep on coming.
Yeah. And you guys do such a great job. So we should all get behind that. You can get online, millionpawswalk.com.au/New South Wales/coughs. You'll find the right one.
Yes, that'll be it.
Yeah. So register before Sunday.
Such an important day, such an important weekend, but it's now time to educate the Coffs Coast. But you might be educating me because when you were just discussing earlier, crates?
Yeah, it's crates. Crates are fantastic.
What are crates all about?
Crates are about having somebody safe and secure to put a dog, and the dog likes it because they feel secure, and it also teaches them how to be calm, how to switch off. So people understand about maybe putting a kennel in the yard.
That's what everyone, yeah.
Yeah, but there's plenty of dogs that don't want to have a bar of it.
Mm.
A crate can be used as a kennel, but it's got a door on it.
Yeah.
So, because when you say crate,
yeah,
I'm picturing one of those milk plastic crates that you carry all the milk in.
Yeah.
How would you explain it?
They're metal. They're metal. Okay. And so they can see through them.
So where could you get a crate?
You purchase them online, or you can purchase them from, any stores that sell dog products.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So it's an alternative to the kennel.
Oh, I just think it's a no-brainer. It's better than a kennel.
Well, then you can save the kennel for your partner when they do the wrong thing.
Absolutely. That's right. The dog house.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying that you've used it for one dog in particular who wouldn't settle in a kennel.
That's right. So I take dogs home from the shelter often, and I have my house is sort of really set up well for what I do, and I have an area where they can be contained and locked in, and if they go to the toilet, it doesn't matter, and all those sorts of things. But sometimes they don't want to be on their own and they don't settle, and I'm not going to keep my neighbours awake.
No.
Yeah.
So I will then put them in a crate. My other Kelpie, my big Kelpie Ochre, she sleeps in a crate because she is a bedwetter.
Oh.
She's not incontinent. She's just, if her bladder's full and she's asleep, she wets the bed.
Oh.
Yeah. She's getting better as she's getting older, and it's happening less and less.
Yeah.
And touch wood, hasn't happened for 6 months now. So, but her, she has a crate which is in my very large walk-in wardrobe. So she's still with us. She's still in the pack. And in that crate is a very comfortable mattress, foam mattress, and then a big velour blanket which is folded up on top of that, with a matching velour blanket that goes over the crate.
Who spoils who?
That's right. So she feels comfortable and secure. Mm. But yet she's still with us. She's not being put outside or anything like that. And it's a really great way of, you know, you don't have to worry what your dog's doing during the night. Is it chewing something? Is it pooping in the house?
Yeah.
And it teaches them, it toilet trains them.
Well, I had no idea about all of that, especially about the crate.
Yeah, I know.
That is going to help a lot of people.
That will. That's a very hot
tip. It's a great thing. And I do talk to people a lot about many situations. It's a lot easier to get a crate, and it really does fix some problems. Thunderstorms. If your dog starts to carry on about a thunderstorm, then remove them, put them in their crate, shut the door, be nowhere around your dog. After the storm's passed, give them an hour and send them back outside.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Great advice and a very awesome tip for this week. You've got Susie here, a two-year-old D-sex greyhound. Susie is beautiful. She is up for adoption.
She is so sweet. She's a really loved. She's another one of our little fantastic greyhounds. She is soft and she's sweet. She's very clean. She travels nicely in the car. She's good with dogs.
Yeah.
And she's also good with cats.
Oh.
She's an absolute darling.
She's been smiling at the TV this morning. Right now, she's cleaning her nails. She is absolutely beautiful. We've got a great picture. We'll put that up online. And with the links of how to adopt a pet, there's a lot up there.
That's right, there is. And the thing is, we have many greyhounds that are still going through our processes. They are really great dogs to own as a pet. They are very low maintenance. People do think that they need a lot of exercise. They are actually bred for high speed. Thanks, Bindi.
Thank you.
They're bred for short bursts of high speed, not endurance.
Yeah.
So they're a dog that they love first thing of the morning to do the scooty scoots and to fly around. And then that's it.
And they can chill as well.
Beautiful. They chill for the rest of the day. They're an absolute delight to own. They really are.
And we know that the job that you guys do at the RSPCA, and you have all the dogs just up to such great behaviour, and they're groomed, they're looking great, you're de-sexing them. So any dog that you get from the RSPCA is ready to go.
Absolutely, it is. We make sure all their vet work's done, and we certainly put them mentally in a good place where people can manage them, and we also give, you know, training tips and things like that to help people as well.
Great.
Well, we will all let you scoot and get ready for the rest of the day. Billion Paws Walk on Sunday. Don't forget, make sure you get involved. Sue from the RSPCA, thank you.
Thanks, guys.